Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about it, figure out why. We look at it, what we're doing sports science-wise. We'll come up with answers. You know, right now, I don't have an answer for you. It's up for you guys to figure that out and come up with a reason. We just weren't good enough. You guys can write, but you guys think is the malaise on the team and what's going wrong. We're just not playing good enough.
Jim Montgomery, we hardly knew ye. Monty out. The team has made it official. We just read the statements that were put out by Don Sweeney and by Cam Neely. Don Sweeney and Joe Sacco, the interim head coach, will address the media tomorrow. Practice as the next iteration of the Boston Bruins coaching staff takes form here. And I am rooting for Sacco, obviously. I'm rooting for the Bruins to sort of turn this around. I've been from the first time they dropped a puck on the season, I've been disappointed with this team. And not going to demand apologies like from earlier, that caller who called in and apologized to me. I'm not going to demand that from anybody. But to everyone who said I was overreacting after those first couple of games, well, you know, sometimes you just see what's in front of you. And I think the Bruins are seeing what's in front of them right now, and they're going to make a change. Now, Don Sweeney, this is the third coach that he's fired, right? Did he fire? He fired Julian, right? So he fired Julian.
Yeah, I believe so.
He fired Cassidy, and now he's fired Jim Montgomery. And over the course of that time, this team has not won a Stanley Cup, right?
He did fire Claude.
That's what I thought. So, you know, you're looking at a guy now who's on his fourth coach, who's had a lot of very, I think, disappointing finishes to these seasons. And this season in particular, you made a couple of signings that so far look like they're going to be very difficult contracts to move on from. You know what I mean? Like you, Lindholm, that's a lot of money and a lot of years. Zadorov, who I like a little bit more than I like Lindholm so far, to be sure. But these are guys who are not producing. These are guys who are supposed to be your big improvements to this roster that won a round in the playoffs last year. And Montgomery's getting all the heat for it, right? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's hard for me to separate the team and the roster and everything else from the failures that we've seen so far to start this year, because this has been, and I know that they still technically are in the wild card, in that second wild card, but they're falling fast and playing with no energy, with no real drive from the rip on these games. I mean, they start off, they're down 3-0 in the first period, it seems like every other night, and no one's picking it up. No one's really picking it up for him. Marchand tried a couple of times. He had a couple overtime game winners that probably saved this day from happening weeks ago or months ago. But this was inevitable. Firing Montgomery was inevitable because that's what hockey teams do. They fire their coach when you get off to a bad start,
yep.
Especially teams with high expectations. What's next? What do you do next? If Joe Sacco doesn't turn this around, what's the next step here? Because I don't necessarily think that's happening.
Speaking of Joe Sacco turning it around, did you know Joe Sacco, between AHL and the NHL, has been a head coach of a hockey team for 6 seasons? Of those six seasons, how many times did his team qualify for the postseason?
Twice.
Once.
Once, okay.
His first year in Colorado.
I was going to say, I thought that Colorado team had at least
two. He won the Jack Adams that year, right?
They were the eighth seed, then did not qualify, and then the last year, I don't even think he made it through the season. And then his 2 years in, I guess, Cleveland, the Cleveland Monsters, he did not qualify for the AHL playoffs. So
Cleveland Monsters?
Not exactly Midas touch when it comes to being behind the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Not that that necessarily means he can't do the job here. I just, it feels weird to me that you have a team that needs a spark, and the spark is one of the assistants that's been around all year long.
Right.
That just, that there's a little disconnect there in my plan of how this is going to logically play out successfully for this team to suddenly turn the corner and get the most out of the talent that most people seem to like coming into the season, and most people now seem to have turned on. That is sort of my general takeaway on this. Most people kind of liked the roster. They kind of liked the Lindholm addition, right? They kind of liked keeping Swayman. They kind of liked certain aspects of the roster. Not that it was the perfect roster. And now all of a sudden, everybody hates the roster because this team stinks. And it's a classic example of you can't fire all the players.
Right.
Or really any of the players in that form or fashion, and the easy move is to change the coach. It's why they do it in basketball and hockey all the time.
Yeah.
That's the reality.
Yeah. Last time they did this, well, that's not true. Because the last time they did this, they hired Jim Montgomery. When they fired Claude, they brought up Cassidy from Providence.
Right.
The coach in Providence right now is Mugenal, I think is his name. Ryan Mugenal. I don't maybe pronouncing that wrong. I'm sorry. I don't watch a lot of Providence Bruins games. If that's the next move, then okay. I don't necessarily think that, you know, you have a lot of great options here. And I think that when it comes to the off season, they may stick with Sacco. I don't know what they're going to do, but there's not a ton of names out there. There's Quenneville, who does have the Stanley Cups. I mean, there's certainly a guy that you can look at and say he's got the resume. If you want to try and flip things around quickly, but there's just so much baggage with Quenneville and everything that happened with him the last couple of years in Chicago that led to him getting fired. I mean, we don't have to go relitigate all that because I don't think it's at all realistic that they'd bring him in here. But there's just not a lot of big splashy options, and right. I'm not sure if that's even what they're going for. I think that in general, this is sort of meant to be a spark. This is sort of meant to be something where the roster's supposed to look at it, everybody on the team's supposed to look at it and go, oh my God, we just got the coach fired. We got to turn this around. We got to start really playing here and getting our act together. And I'm not sure that's happening here. I'm not sure that this team is capable of that. They're not one new coach away, I think, from turning this around. It's hard to watch this team night in and night out and think, man, if only the coach was a little bit better, then Pasternak would have had a shot on goal last night, or Swayman wouldn't be giving up four goals a game, or all right. These other things. The D-men wouldn't be turning it over in their own zone all the time, and Mason Lorai wouldn't be unable to handle a simple pass, giving up a shorthanded goal back the other way. Like, this is, and I know I'm just talking about this last game, basically, but, like, this is a real problem this year. They don't really have many games that they can look at and hang their hat on. They don't have a lot of good wins this year. Most of their wins are against bad teams. They play a good team, they get smoked. And now they're getting smoked by the bad teams, too.
So a texter said it worked out for Joe Mazzulla. Why can't it work out for the Bruins? Well, it's not
Mazzulla
the start
of the year, yeah.
Right. And with a good team, a team that had been to the final. Didn't they go to the finals the year before?
They did.
Yeah, they went to the finals the year before and lost to the Warriors. Like, he took over a good young team that was playing well, that was achieving, and he started the year. And they started, wasn't it like 21-2 or something stupid? Wasn't his record out the gates ridiculous?
Yes.
Because people had doubts about him, and they won. That's the major difference.
It's amazing, too, because Montgomery had such a great start. It's amazing that we're at this point right now with him.
And that's why I think there's just a weird cultural air in that dressing room or something.
He was an outsider, yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I don't. And it's interesting because Razor, you remember, thought, early on when we talked to him, they love him. If he doesn't have a contract, they're not going to like it. They're going to be trying to pushing for it. I don't know that we've gotten any example of that. We shouldn't. Other than a couple overtime goals, there's been no real example of them fighting for their coach's job or like going to the mat for him, so to speak. They kind of went down with a whimper. They said, you're probably going to fire the coach, so we're just going to go get killed again.
Yeah. Listen, that's pretty much it. We'll have more on this in just a second here. 617-779-7937. There's some tweets I want to read, but first let's go to Jay in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good show as always.
Thank you.
I don't think Joe Sacco is, I don't think he's going to be the answer for this team.
Why not, Jay?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Why not?
I think you're wasted. I think we're getting gaslighted, the famous word again. This Boston Bruins team, Christian, don't apologize because you said it. They've been a joke for a lot of years. Let's do have a great regular season, and we'll go down in the first round. Everything's hunky-dory, right?
Mm-hmm. And they seem very okay with that. Thanks for the call, Jay. They've seemed
I would take
very
that
okay
right
with
now.
That. I would certainly take that right now over what you're seeing here, but that's why he's getting fired. You know, if they had gotten off to a good start and flamed out in the playoffs again, he'd probably get an extension. He probably would get an extension in, January or something like that. They would have said, okay, this guy, he's got a good record. His record, by the way, with the Bruins, you ready for this? 120-41-23.
It's pretty damn good.
That is a ridiculously good record to get fired with. As Razor just tweeted out, a tough league for a coach when you have a record of 120-41-23 and still get fired. From what I, we remember when Montgomery came here, there was some baggage that came along with it.
Sure.
He seemed like a model citizen. It seemed like the team liked him. However, this year, he was really going back and forth with guys like Marchand a lot. Even last night, there was a clip I saw circulating on Twitter today, which I actually missed when I was watching the game. But I don't remember at what point in the game it was. He's on the bench. He's yelling at Marchand, and Marchand starts patting the C on his chest and pointing at the ice. And so I don't know exactly what the.
I think he said, "I'll be here longer than you will be, so get out of my face."
Could have been something like that.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah, I mean he's been the captain all year, but yeah.
No, the real captain. This is my show now. Get out.
Sometimes guys say things and then act a different way when the door's closed. And I don't know. I mean, the idea that, they all love Monty so much, Monty's the best, they all let him, I don't know about that.
If you loved him.
Is anyone fighting for him? Are you going to hear right. anybody stick up for him?
You couldn't have universally played this poorly and this lifeless and this fightless.
Agreed.
If you loved the guy.
Yeah.
And so there's some sort of disc, and they may have loved him at some point. I have no idea. I'm just saying right here, this season, the losing, the way you're playing, there was a disconnect between the head coach and his players. I'm sorry, you cannot convince me otherwise based on the results, based on the emotions, based on everything that was going on. But, I mean, him calling them out for being out of shape retroactively, right? They were out of shape. And then the various desperation moves, there was a disconnect between him, the leadership, and the rank-and-file player, no doubt.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at New Balance.com.